with the help of the Lord and the church today, I want to talk about the unstoppable power of the Holy Ghost. The unstoppable power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can't stop the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, some people may hinder the power of the Lord. Amen. But you can't stop it. Because when you find a willing heart and a willing soul that reaches out to Jesus Christ, you can't stop the Holy Ghost from performing. Amen. And I'm thankful for the unstoppable power of the Holy Ghost today. There's a song that I thought about last night in studying and preparing for today. Who am I? Anybody know that song? Who am I? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Amen. I think that way so many times. Who am I that he would call me? Out of billions of people in the world, he looked down, he found me, just a speck in the universe, and yet he filled me with his spirit. My Lord, who am I that he would care for me and know my name? Who cared to fill my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for me, for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am. The scripture tells us not to think no more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Amen. But not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Praise the Lord. Are you thankful this morning? Not because of what I have done, but because of who you are. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm able to stand here this morning. My Lord, I feel the presence of the Lord here. The word that song goes on and says, I am a flower quickly fading, grass here one day and gone the next, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. And you told me, who am I? I am yours, I am yours. Amen. Once more, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Amen. Who shall I fear? Whom shall I fear today? Praise the Lord. When you got God on your side, you got the majority. Oh, I feel that preaching this, but I'm trying to hold back a little bit. Amen. Listen to this scripture because it makes us make a choice this morning. They have some scripture for you up there in John 3:16. Familiar scripture to us all. For God so loved the world that he gave. Everybody say he gave. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, that's me, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. I hope you never get tired of these scriptures. They're part of the foundation of why we're here today. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through, everybody say through him might be saved. See, this scripture requires a choice. Many people quote this scripture and they just go through the flow and through the motions. But it says here, but whosoever. There's a choice that has to be made. And I believe there's many people here today that have made that choice to believe. Amen. Because we don't want to perish. We want to have that everlasting life with him. Amen. But through him we might be saved. The scripture tells us that our access to salvation is through Christ Jesus. My next scripture here, 1 Peter 2:21. I'm getting somewhere. Just hang with me. Sometime I'll go about it the long way. But 1 Peter 2:21, it says, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should, everybody say should, follow his steps. Should follow his steps. Who did not sin, there's a step there. Isn't that right, Brother Baggett? That's a step there. Now, I know we all fall short of the glory of God, but we shouldn't do it intentionally. But the Bible tells us here, it says that we should follow his steps who did not sin. Neither was guile. There was no tricks, no baits, no craftiness about him. Amen. He was just straightforward. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Oh, Lord, we could work on some of that, huh? We get somebody to pull out in front of us, we want to jerk their head off. And that's not even much suffering. That's just most of the time an attitude. He threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live no longer unto, I'm sorry, being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You to come forth this morning, your healing's already been put in place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Healed by his stripes. Another very popular song, and I'm going somewhere, just stay with me. Because he lives. How many of you know that song? God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love and heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Praise the Lord. Listen, some of you today, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can look forward to a brighter day. I can look forward to things to work out. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Amen. Perfect love casteth out all fear. If you're struggling and you're battling this morning and you're worried about things, I want you to know that you can set that fear aside. You can set that struggle aside because Jesus is on your side. Praise the Lord. He's not going to leave you in that fear, but he wants to release you to the power of his Spirit. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future. It's going to change. It's not going to stay the same. Amen. You can put your trust in him today. And life is worth the living just. Woo, praise the Lord. Just because he lives. Hallelujah. That's why I have hope today. That's why I can stand up here today. Not because of who Rod Buller is. Not because of who my parents is. Not because of who my brother is. But because of who he is, praise the Lord. I can stand here this morning and I can lift up his name and I don't have to worry about tomorrow because he's going to take care of tomorrow. Hallelujah. All fear is gone. What a bright future we have to look forward to. You can leave this day and it never has to be the same. You can leave this day and you can have greatness in you that says, you know what? Jesus is on my side. I'm about tired of the enemy always causing me to struggle and causing me to battle, causing me to fear, causing me to fret. Amen. He's on my side. That job was for me. I just had to line up for it and hey, God gave me that job. God is on our side. He's on your side. Hallelujah. See, it's impossible to stop the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't have that kind of power. We may get in the way and God has set us aside a few moments. Amen. But you can't stop the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God looks to you and he says, I've got a brighter future for you. I've got better things in store for you. Greater than what you can think. Greater than what you can expect. That's the kind of God we serve this morning. Oh, Lord. I know it's Sunday morning, but and I know it's Easter Sunday. Let me tell you something. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is just a story to those that have not experienced it. It's just a story. The power of the death and the burial and resurrection. Ephesians 2 and 1 says this. And ye have he quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. Even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. Praise the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith. Remember, well, there, whosoever will, whoever shall believe. Amen. By grace you are saved through faith, and it's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. See, that gift is the beautiful gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. It's the gift of God. But it's whosoever will. That's not just so whoever has a chance. But it's not just everybody that just says, I accept Christ. But it's whosoever will that will line up as an example of Christ. There's some lineup points that we got to meet. It's not just a broad way and just come on and meet the Lord. But it's whosoever will line up with the example that Christ has put before us. John 3 and 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. There's no way around that. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. I have watched beautiful Easter dramas, and I have listened to songs that have touched my heart. And it is as though I was there in the moment. How many of you have been there? That you could actually feel like you were there at the death and the burial and the resurrection. How many of you ever been in dramas and heard songs that made you feel that way? And these songs and dramas were very emotional and uplifting. Yet none of those dramas or songs did anything that could change my soul. See, Jesus Christ is not just an emotional trip. He's real. And because he lives, I can live today. He gives me that hope. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't suffer and die and rose on the third day so that humanity could have a great Easter story or a holiday. We have a great time of celebration because Jesus Christ died for us. Jesus was the Lamb slain for humanity and sin. His blood was not just like a bottle of Windex. Every time you sin, he just sprays a little bit and washes it away. But we've got to understand this morning that his blood was the life that was in him. And he shed that life for you and I and for our sins. But he did it as an example that whosoever would follow his example. Jesus never intended for us to focus on the suffering and the gore of his death. Listen to this scripture here in Luke 23 and 27. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. That means they cried and they were hysterically crying and because they were bringing Jesus to the cross. But Jesus turned unto them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. He never wants us to focus on the pain and the suffering that he went through. Amen. Let me look back here a little bit, if you'll give me a few more moments, at the events as they unfolded that day, that time. Jesus sitting at the Lord's Supper. Judas is going to betray him. Jesus, after supper, washed the feet of the disciples. They go to the mount to pray. Judas goes to betray our Lord. The high priest and the soldiers come. Judas betrays Jesus with a kiss. Peter cuts off a servant's ear. Right before all the people that were there that day, Jesus performs a miracle. He picks up the ear, and right before their eyes, he places it back on the servant. I think that should have been enough to stop all that right there. But the enemy had a purpose. Jesus is apprehended at the mound, taken into an illegal court, tried and persecuted, beaten beyond recognition, a crown of thorns pressed down upon his head to mock him as being a king. Forced to carry a cross until he collapsed under the load because he was so weak from no rest and from being beaten near to death. Nails to a cross. Dropped into a hole. Laboring to breathe. If everyone would, just close your eyes a few moments, if you will. Everybody in the place. I want you to think about this. Jesus, laboring to breathe on a cross. You can open your eyes. Then these last words of our Savior, Luke 23 and 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Those words were for those that didn't know what they were doing when they were fulfilling the plan of God. That's not a okay to do whatever we want to do. Jesus will forgive us. It was a fulfillment. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst, from we know from the top to the bottom. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now I get it. We want to have a lovely Easter, and we don't want to think about Easter like that. But what I want us to understand today is that the beauty of Easter is in the resurrection. Praise the Lord. The beauty of Easter is in the resurrection. It's not to look back at all the gore and what happened on that cross, and we are to acknowledge that and recognize that today. But what he wants us to look at is that resurrecting power. I'm looking for that great resurrecting morning. Amen. When the Lord comes back for the church. Praise the Lord. That's what we have to look forward for because of who he is and what he has done. When Mary met Jesus that resurrecting day, Jesus told her, go tell the apostles to meet him. He said, I told them where to meet me over there in Galilee, and that's where I want to meet him at after his death. Praise the Lord. We've got to understand that that morning, you and I have to understand this, that time was of an essence. Jesus said, I've only got 47 days to fulfill the plan of God. When you understand about Easter and all, it's a 50-day process to the day of Pentecost. 47 days left. Everything had to be fulfilled on time. And Jesus didn't have time to waste. See, the power of the Holy Ghost was released when Jesus died on the cross. Listen to this. The ground shook. The skies turned dark. The veil was rent from top to bottom. Graves opened, and people were visited by people out of the grave. That power was released that day, that resurrected power. The next time the Holy Ghost returned, it was on the day of Pentecost. Oh, glory. Praise the Lord. I didn't give them that scripture, but if you can, Acts 2 and 1, that unstoppable power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Easter's great and Easter is wonderful, but that wasn't it all. That wasn't all the story. Praise the Lord. That was just the beginning of a greater story that had to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. And we find in Acts, very familiar scripture, but let me say it anyway. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Praise the Lord. You ought to get excited about that. If you got the Holy Ghost, that ought to make you excited. Praise the Lord. A rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothed in tongues as of like as of fire. And it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Praise the Lord. A man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And Easter's great, but that wasn't a fulfillment. That was just 3 days of it. We had 47 days to go to the fulfillment. And I like this next scripture. I'm fixing to wrap all this up. And Peter tells them on the day of Pentecost, in verse 16, he says, but this is that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is that. Why am I standing here? Because this is that. Amen. This is the reason why Jesus Christ died on the cross. Amen. This is why we are here on an Easter morning worshiping and praising the Lord. Amen. It was because he died and he rose again. Amen. But it was for the fulfillment of our salvation. Praise the Lord. This is that. I don't know about you, but it gets me excited. Peter says, we're not drunk as you suppose, but we're not denying that we're drunk. Amen. And I've been drunk like that a few times, and I don't mind it. Praise the Lord, drunk under the power of the Holy Ghost. But when Peter stood up that day, it's like a light went off maybe. Hey, this is that. This is what he told us 3.5 years. We walked with him. We seen him go through all those suffering and pain, and we know he rose from the dead. But this is that. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been looking for. They were, after Jesus ascended into heaven, they looking up with their mouths open. You've seen people do that. I see them drive down the road like that. I want to roll the window and say, look in the mirror. But you got to understand. He said, why are y'all gazing up into the sky? He said, get to Jerusalem. Why did they have to get Jerusalem? Because they needed the Holy Ghost just like you and I did. Amen. That dispensation had changed. We're in a new one now. You need to get there and wait there until the Holy Ghost comes. Y'all know how Peter was. He was a little rambunctious. So the Lord didn't want him to take any chances, go out there fishing and get caught up in something else. But you can imagine Peter that day. You laugh and you mock, but this is that. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've went through all this for. Amen. Now we understand this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see vision. And your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days I will pour out my spirit. Praise the Lord. And they shall prophesy. Come on, let's stand this morning. There's nothing like the experience of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nothing like it. Death, dying out to sin in repentance. Burial, buried in baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And resurrection, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you perform those three steps, you can't stop the Holy Ghost. It's going to come. Praise the Lord. The unstoppable power of the Holy Ghost. That's why you and I are here today. I hope you celebrate Easter in a different way today. I hope you have your mind made up. You know what? Maybe I have fallen short. Maybe I haven't quite added up or measured up to what Christ's example is. But I made up in my mind today. See, if you don't make it up in your heart and your mind, you're not going to do it on the outside. But if we can make it up in our minds today, this is not going to be just a typical, ordinary Easter. I'm not just going to go through the motions again another year. But I've got my mind made up. This is that. This is that. This is what I've been waiting for. This is the opportunity I've been waiting for. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. You got a greater hope today than you had yesterday because yesterday's gone. But you got a greater hope today. What a day to renew that resurrecting power of God's Spirit. When we think about, can you just close your eyes a few moments? I know we all got best friends and families, but can we just put Jesus there? If we could really just think about and envision what he truly done for us. Not that he wanted us to suffer, to focus on his suffering, but if we would look at the extent of his love and kindness that he has shown for all of us. When we're in our weakest moments, in our darkest times, we may not see it, but he's sitting there with his arm around us saying, you can do it. You can overcome. You can make it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Get up. Rise. Because you got resurrection power. Can we lift our hands to heaven right now? Can we love him? Can we tell him how much we appreciate him for all that he's done? Can you just say it from your heart, as deep as you could reach? Jesus, I love you. Come on, I want you to feel it. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Don't worry about who's around you, who may hear you. Just let him hear you, how much you love him. I love you, Jesus.